Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, Haraya Kohen Gadol Kushu Kairei, an observer, a person that was at the Avodah, the service of Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, and saw the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, when he was reading the Parsha, the Torah portion, from the Sefer Torah, in Haraya Par V'Sar HaNisrafim, he would not be able to see the par, the cow, and the goat as they were burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Similarly, haroya parvesar nisrafin, if a person saw the cow and the goat being burnt outside Yerushalayim, ein haroya kohen gadol kushu kairei, he would not have the opportunity to see the kohen gadol when he reads the Torah. Says the Mishnah of Elohim Neshein Rashoi, not because it is not permitted to go from one station and observe another one, because one may think that it's prohibited because of ein mavir na mitzvah, which is a rule that we have, a person is not allowed to pass by a mitzvah. However, that's not true, because that's only when a person is actually doing a mitzvah, not when one is just an observer. So then why is it not possible? There was a long distance between them. The par and the sar were done outside Yerushalayim, and the Kohen Gadol read at the Beis HaMikdash, and they were both done simultaneously. Therefore, a person had to choose which part he would rather be a part of. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, one more Mishnah 3. In Bebigde Boots Koirei, if let's say the Kohen Gadol had read the Torah portion in the white garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear, not in his own garment, as we saw previously in Mishnah Aleph, that he had the choice of wearing his own garment. So, but if he did wear them in the colors of the Kohen Gadol, kileshar v'raglav, after he finished the Torah, he would wash his hands and feet from the kiyar or the laver. That's the fourth time he did this. Pashat, he would take off his white garments, yarad v'taval, then he would go down and immerse in a mikvah. Alav v'nistapag, he would come up and he would dry himself. However, let's say he read it in his own personal clothing, then he already had done Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, he'd already washed his hands and his leg before he took off the white garments and put on his own, therefore he didn't have to go now and go through the whole process again. Avila Big Day Zav, they brought him golden garments, his regular 8 garments. Vilavash, he put them on, Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, and now once again he sanctified his hands and his feet, washed them a fifth time from the Kiyar. V'yatzav Asas Eilav Eseilaam, and he went out, and he did his ram, and the ram of the nation, which are both a karbon ayla, which are a burnt sacrifice. And he also did the musaf, the 7 sheep that were brought, complete sheep that were brought on Yom Kippur, that's the karbon musaf, the added sacrifice that were brought on holidays, so he would do that as well. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says, Im tamid shel shachar ha'ikriv, and these 7 sheep were all offered already with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning daily offering. Upar ha'ayla, and the cow that was brought as an ayla burnt offering, v'sara anasa b'chutz, and the goat that was offered outside of a craven, im Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, those were offered later with the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon, the evening, and the daily offering. Wishing you a wonderful, very successful Sunday, and a great upcoming week.